Rufus boy, let me love boy, watch his nose. Rufus boy, let me love boy, watch his nose. Rufus boy, let me love boy, watch his nose. Rufus boy, let me love. Caught up in my day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm your host, Nick Antonucci, joined by Dan DeLuzio and Jacob Keane. We'll move on now to our weekly case study. This case study circumstances here. Antonio's business has been doing well this year. He's just shy of $200,000 above his mid-year target. Are there any moves or actions he can take to improve his business and tax situation? Dan, I'll let you kind of take the lead here and then kind of give us an idea of some tax strategy and kind of the importance of having a tax advisor, CPA, who not only, you know, does your taxes every year, but can offer you advice and some strategy in terms of how to maximize your profits and take advantage of these tax laws.
Yeah, I think you've hit a couple points already, but just getting back to Antonio, it looks to me from the facts here that his annual sales, so 200,000, my first read of this was, well, 200,000 over what? Over 5 million? Over 10 million? His annual sales are about 680,000. So obviously he's in a good place. If he's, you know, midway, he's normally at about 440. Sure. Now he's at 640. So that's, or not 440, 340. Now he's at 540. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So consequently, so he may have a tax problem come December.
Sure.
Here we are in July. And there's no time like the present. I always tell clients that, you know, don't wait. A lot of times we deal with our clients in the fourth quarter for tax planning, and sometimes it may be too late.
Right.
So these are kind of things, particularly for small businesses. We as CPAs a lot of times act as their advisors throughout the year for a lot of these situations. And if you see you're having a great year, you need to contact your advisor, your CPA, and say, hey, listen, we're way ahead of what we thought we were going to be or way ahead of projections. What do we need to be thinking about between now and the end of the year? And there are a couple things. And so schedule some time with your advisor to go over these things if you haven't already done that. Because obviously our job as a CPA is to make sure that we can minimize taxes for you, but we obviously have to have the information to do that. So we don't know what's happening if you don't tell us.
Right.
So communication is key.
Absolutely. So that's so a couple things we can do. First of all, think about what is your business deductions are the big thing. Obviously, that reduces business income. So that's the key player here. So think about what's going on. You know, there's a lot of tax laws out there that are in our favor so that we can be doing something with those. For instance, you might at the end of the year or between now and the end of the year look and see what kind of office expenses in terms of furniture, fixtures, equipment that you might need for the type of business you're in. You know, there is a section, it's called Section 179 deduction that is allowed, and you can deduct up to $500,000 in sales, or not in sales, your sales, $500,000 in equipment purchases, assuming you're a small business. Okay, Section 179 is a part of the tax code. It's Section 179 of the tax code. And what happens is the government, through the PATH Act, which was back in 2015, which stands for, believe it or not, it's Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes. That was PATH. And it was signed by former President Obama. But what the good thing about it was these were floating. A lot of these tax deductions were floating, and these put this in place. It said, you know, we're going to keep the Section 179 in place. Every year we had to wait to hear if we were going to have that limit and what the limit was going to be. Well, now the limit is $500,000. It was effective for 15, 16, and 17. Effective in 18, that limit may go up according – it's attached to inflation.
Okay.
And it goes up in $10,000 increments. So we just have to wait and see about 18. But also, even if you're not a small business is defined by anyone who has purchases or equipment or purchases of equipment, furniture, fixtures for their business of less than $2 million. Okay, when you exceed $2 million, then dollar for dollar of that $500,000 that they allow you to take off immediately starts going away. So by the time you hit $2.5 million, you can no longer take that $500,000 deduction. Now, but everyone, small business, big business, can still write off up to 50% of your furniture, fixtures, and improvements and things of that. Not improvement, furniture, fixtures, equipment, and things like that. So everybody has that advantage, whether you're big or small. the advantage of being small is you get $500,000 plus 50% of what's left.
So in a year like this for Antonio, maybe a good year for him to expand, think about growing the business.
Absolutely. And those are the kind of things you want to do to expand and buy equipment or buy things you need to expand your business for other years, for the future.
Sure.
Now, the other thing we can also talk about is, you know, I don't know how small, you know, a lot of small businesses, are you taking the deductions you should be taking? Are you taking automobile expenses and things like that? You know, you can get mileage or you can get actual expenses. Mileage this year is 53.5 cents. Are you deducting the appropriate meals and travel and entertainment that you can get? So there's a lot of things out there. You need to be consulting with your CPA or your tax advisor to make sure you're getting the right deductions. Okay. Also, if you're in a point where you can afford it, what about looking into a retirement plan for your employees? I mean, that's one of the best things that's out there. You know, you have between now and the end of the year to set this thing up. Depends on the number of employees you have. If you're by yourself, if it's an individual, you got a lot more options.
Right.
So those are the kind of things you want to be discussing with your CPA or with your financial advisors, because you've got time between now and the end of the year to set that up. And the beauty of being in business is very often is you have until you file your tax return to make those contributions in a lot of these plans.
Sure.
So don't overlook that. So it does give you some deferral on putting the money in.
So I mean, if your CPA can address a lot of these issues, it may be, you know, a signal to you. You need to consider finding somebody who can.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one last thing, there's a, you know, if you are hiring new people, there's a opportunity to get credits that are out there. They're called work opportunity credits. And if you hire like veterans or you hire people who are disabled, things like that, a certain percentage of their salaries can be actually a tax credit or. So those don't overlook those things. Georgia also has some tax credits for people who are hiring employees or not even hiring employees, for existing employees. If you're changing your software and you have to retrain employees, well, there's a portion of their salaries that you can get as an owner as a tax credit. So don't overlook any of those things. There's a lot of things out there that between now and the end of the year, if you haven't already started thinking about or someone hasn't told you about, you need to find somebody who will.
Absolutely. And we're halfway through the year now. So these need to be things that are on your mind and very much play into next year even, you know, be thinking ahead.
Yeah. And one last thing is there's the what's called the HSA, which is the health savings accounts. If you are an individual in a small business and you have a high deductible insurance, you've got health savings accounts that you can set up for a family. You can put $6,750 away this year as a deduction right off your tax return, your income. And if you're single or your wife works and she's in a plan that doesn't fit the HSA criteria, then you can, if you still have a high deductible individual plan, not only can you write off your insurance premiums for those, but you can also put money into these HSA plans. And as a single person, it's $3,400 a year. And if you're over 55, on each of those, family or single, you can put another $1,000.
Up to 44, okay.
So it really does make a difference.
Absolutely. And if anyone listening here is a small business owner and you would like some tax advice, you can reach out to us at 770-429-9166. Guys, I think this is another good spot to take a break, pay some bills. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.